Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hi, doing well. Sorry to keep you guys waiting.
No problem. Can you talk about Monday night? And did you feel like a quarterback who hadn't played in more than a year, or did it come back naturally to you?
You know, I really felt like it was the first, you know, it was the first game for all of us, our entire team. And, you know, we made some improvements this week, so we can move forward and play a better game this coming week. I mean, I wouldn't say that we came out of that game feeling like we, you know, we played perfect. We certainly didn't. But we ended up making enough situational plays in the end that got us the victory. So, you know, it's kind of the first step in a very long journey, and all these days of practice are important. You know, we're still trying to make improvements. It's very early in the year.
What did you make of the now famous quote from Rex Ryan, where he said he didn't come here to kiss Bill's rings, his Super Bowl rings? What was your take on that?
Well, I don't have much of a response. I think everyone's entitled to say whatever they want to say. And, you know, he's a very confident coach, and that comes across to his players. He, you know, he's brought a different attitude to the Jets, and they're playing very well. They played great in Houston this last week, and, you know, we're expecting them to play even better this coming week, and we've got to raise our level of play as well.
Well, Tom, do you think that's something that Bill may use as a motivation to you guys?
Well, we have a lot of motivation. I think there's sometimes it does motivate you as a player, and other times there's plenty of other motivation. So I think the motivation for our team is to play a very good Jets team on the road, a division rival, in the second game of the year, and if you know, we're going to be plenty excited with just that.
And Tom, can you talk about the rivalry between Jets and Patriots? I mean, just how intense is it, and what's it like to play in this rivalry?
Yeah, I said earlier today, it's pretty exciting. You know, I remember in 2000, we played my rookie year, we played the Jets on Monday Night Football, and down at the Meadowlands, and it was an incredible night. We ended up losing the game, unfortunately, but there's been so much carryover between the players and the coaches, and you know, it's been a lot of history in the last 9 years that I've been a part of personally, and goes back much longer than that, obviously. So it's a great rivalry. I have a lot of respect for the Jets. They always play hard. They have some really dynamic players. In order to beat these guys, we've got a lot of close games. You gotta play great the whole way through, because you know, they really are a challenging team. They challenge you in a lot of different ways, and hopefully we're up for the challenge.
Tom, what was your impression of the way the Jets got after Schaub on Sunday, and just, you know, the way that Rex brings the pressure?
Yeah, I was glad that wasn't me that I was watching on film. I know that they really did. They got after him. It's a challenging scheme because they blitz everybody. They blitz linebackers, safeties, corners. I mean, everybody comes. You never know where they're coming from. They're all kind of milling around at the line of scrimmage, and they end up coming. So it's a challenging scheme, and you know, there's no doubt we're trying to understand how they do things, and trying to understand how we're going to protect against a very heavy pressure team. And that's always important when you play blitz teams. You know, you want to go on there with a plan and try to go execute the plan.
Talked about the rivalry, but you've never lost to the Jets at the Meadowlands as a starting quarterback. It's eight in a row. You have seven for you, but do you have their number there?
Well, you know, it's really none of those games in the past make much of a difference going forward. I do know that. So we've been fortunate to come away with some wins there. I tell you, there haven't been any easy ones. I know that. They've all been challenging. So This is one of the best Jets teams we've ever faced. They're talented in all three phases. They've got, like I said, pretty explosive playmakers in all three phases. And you can't lose your concentration for one play against this team, because if you do, it's a strip sack fumble that's returned for a touchdown, or an interception, or you know, them coming free on a blitz and you not seeing it, and it's you've really got to be on high alert against these guys.
Tom, what was it like for you to sit out for that whole year rehabbing and trying to come back to play, obviously, this season? What was that like, and what was it like to get out there in the field last week against the Bills?
Well, it's things that happen. They come up in over the course of a career, and I've really moved on from it. So I'm just excited to be out there leading our team and being back doing something that I really enjoy doing. And we've got a bunch of guys that are really have bought into what Coach Belichick has been preaching here for the last 8 months since we missed the playoffs last year, and we're trying to make the necessary improvements so that we can go out and, you know, get a win this weekend. But we know how tough it's going to be.
Tom, with the transition on the defensive side of the ball for your team, has that affected you and the offense at all in terms of just maybe feeling like you need to put up more points if things don't go right on defense?
Well, I mean, we're trying to put up points every time we take the field, so that's never changed. I mean, we're not going out there to punt. I promise you that. We go out there with a purpose, and regardless of what the defense does, we've got to be able to rise to the challenge no matter what. Whether it's like this, for example, this last weekend down 11 with 5 minutes left. That's what we got to do now. Sometimes you have low-scoring games, sometimes you have high-scoring games, but when it comes down to it, if you've got the ball as an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter, then that's what your role is. So, our defense, you're right, there's been significant changes in leadership and in personnel, and we're all trying to, bring this team together and form our own identity. And I know those guys are working hard to get up to speed, but the reality is you gotta play together, and that experience takes time to develop. So there's some young players over there, some older veterans, and they're so well coached. I would expect some improvement, always from all of us.
This time we'll open it up for all questions.
Hey, Tom, having played with Kevin Falk for a number of years, I was wondering if you could talk about the value of having a good third down back. And are those guys at times overlooked maybe by people like us, the media?
Well, Kevin to me is one of the most underrated, players in the NFL. He's so consistent. He's durable. He's so talented. He's got incredible hands. He's got incredible awareness. As a player, he's exactly what you look for. And I think there's a reason why he's the longest tenured Patriot on our team. He's always in the right place. He's always doing the right thing. It's really a safety blanket for me, just knowing that he's out there on the field, because he'll do what he needs to do in blitz protection if he has it, if he can get out in the route. I know he's going to be open, so he's a great player for us.
Tom, this is Randy Kovitz, Kansas City Star. Matt Castle, as you know, has been nicked up, missed the opening game. I wonder if he sought your counsel a little bit during a little bit of a frustrating time for him. And once he gets on the field maybe this week, what are we going to see in Matt Castle?
Well, Matt's a great player. He loves playing. I know he was very disappointed he'd get an opportunity to play last weekend. But he's just, he's a great leader, and he works extremely hard. I know he's, we talk, we're friends, we're really good friends, and, we spend a lot of time together here. So he's a very competitive guy, and I'm really looking forward to see how he comes out and plays. But, I know he's a great job.
You say he's a leader.
He's got a great quarterback.
You say he's a leader, but obviously he's only had one season to be a leader. I mean, how does that manifest itself so quickly?
No, I disagree. I mean, he's had four season Patriots to be a leader, and I think he's shown that leadership, when he was in a backup role here. And that's why when he took over last year in the starting role, he was able to really excel because the guys believed in him, because they had seen the work that he had done, the commitment that he'd made. So they did whatever they had to do for him, and I think that's where you build the leadership. And Matt's always done that since the day that he got to the Patriots, and I know he has that same commitment with the Chiefs, because we've talked about that. So he's like I said, I expect him to go out there and do a great job.
Thank you.
Tom, I've got kind of an off-the-wall one for you, but there have been 50 athletes, actually more than 50 athletes, who've done guest starring roles on The Simpsons, and you're one of them. I'm just kind of curious what your experience was like and what kind of reaction it got out of your friends and family to see you as a cartoon.
Yeah, well, it was quite a while ago I did it, but I certainly enjoyed it. I've always been a fan of the show, so when you get the opportunity, it's just something that, when I look back, I'm glad that I did it. And I still have the episode. They sent me a couple tapes, and actually my niece has left to look at it too, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Do you think it looked like you, the animation?
Sorry?
Did you think the animation looked like you? Did they get the drawing correct?
It's about as good as they can do. That's a tough job, but it's as good as they can do. I'm just glad I didn't look like Bart Simpson.
Thank you.
Is that all, guys?
Any other questions?
We're good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.